The Homemaker by Dorothy Canfield Fisher. With a new preface by Karen Knox and a new afterword by Elaine Showalter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. The Homemaker is 75 years old, but the situation it examines is as current today as when the book was first published. There are, of course, obvious differences in small-town American life then and now, mostly technological advances in housekeeping and in business, but the basics remain depressingly the same. Dorothy Canfield Fisher was someone well qualified to write this novel. She spent her formative years in American university towns and was a longtime resident of Arlington, Vermont. She was a homemaker herself, as well as a financial support for her husband and children. She was familiar with current and avant-garde child-rearing methods, and she knew the pettinesses and busybodiness of small-town America. She had ample opportunity to harvest, winnow, and spin small-town America into the story that is The Homemaker. Although the novel has been hailed as a feminist one, Fisher did not see herself as a feminist. She viewed that particular label as one belonging to her parents' generation of people who espoused feminist philosophy and activities. Her biographer cites a letter from Fisher to her friend Celine Cibou on 5th of March 1922, which states, "The Authors Club of New York is giving a dinner for me on the 23rd. I accepted this invitation only because Father belonged to that club for a long time."